A. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
You've got Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan here with the Sons of Liberty. First off, if you'd like to know who we are, please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. And find out who we are, what it is that we do, and if you really want to know, what we look like. On our website, you can also view our mission, our street team pictures, letters from famous people who like us, and of course, a few who don't. Also available are General of God tidbits, as well as a lot of links. And check out our online store for lots of cool stuff. Please also feel free to contact our office for more information on the ministry. Our phone number is 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747. If you'd like to download this radio program's podcast, they're available at sonsoflibertyradio.com. That's sonsoflibertyradio.com. If you'd like to receive our weekly radio updates via email, you'll be informed ahead of time as to who we'll be having on as a special guest and what topics we'll be discussing that week. Please email us at radio@youcanruninternational.com. That's radio@youcanruninternational.com. Once again, if you'd like to get a hold of us, please call 1-866-233-0747. That's 866-233-0747.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. You know who you are. And of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, ladies and gentlemen, men and women, boys, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean and Jake McMillan, the guy that we call the other guy. Friends, if you'd like to check us out online, go to sonsoflibertyradio.com. Sonsoflibertyradio.com. Got a brand new page going up. Consolidating. Aim small, miss small, right?
That's right.
You'd like to check us out on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. Sons of Liberty Radio. Check out all of our updates, our posts, videos, the such, columns. Friends, if you'd like to check out my Facebook, it's Bradley Dean, Bradley Dean, double E on my Facebook. If you'd like to follow me on my Twitter account, that is Bradley Dean 1, Bradley Dean 1 on my Twitter account. And friends, the phone lines are accessible today. That phone number is 1-877-807-9977. Folks, why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? That's what we're going to be talking about today. But before that, I just have to let you know that this is the radio show that where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, Mr. Other Guy? Because
you don't want to put your brains in somebody else's head, because that's a terrible thing.
Indeed it is.
All of our new columns that have been posted, we just were posted today on the DC Clothesline. So we'd like to thank the DC Clothesline, Last Resistance. Of course, Western Journalism, got a great picture with the founder of Western Journalism on the website.
Floyd
there
Brown.
Well. Mr. Floyd Brown. He was about one of the few guys that was
human
as tall as you. Yep.
Being.
Yep. He does a very marvelous job on Western Journalism of exposing the good and, well, I should say, let's see, exposing the bad, revealing the good to America. And we're proud to be a part of that site, folks. Also, too, on Bradley's latest text art, his latest column as well, broke on WorldNet Daily on Thursday and now is being posted all over the country on over 30 outlets plus. Despite the fact that we have rights, said Mr. Bradley Dean on this text art, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things. God is willing to give you what you are willing to fight for, Hebrews 11.
It's shameful conduct is what it
shameful
is.
Shameful conduct.
You should see some of the comments that we get on a daily basis, friends. Oh, what are they going to do now? What are they going to do next?
What's happening? Did you see what they were doing?
Oh, can you see what they're doing? Can you imagine that they're doing? Oh, my gosh. I can't even believe this. Honey, turn that football game back on.
That's right.
Can you believe that the government's doing this?
Pretty quiet.
Can you believe they're getting away with that? Honey, what's the score? What's the score, honey?
Oh, the topic yesterday was a great one. If you didn't get the podcast, you want to tune into that because you'll find out that there's a major rule change in the NFL, and people are up in arms.
Yeah, we spent the whole hour exposing the hypocrisy and stupidity of the American people.
People's priorities.
Oh, that's exactly what it comes down to.
You know, we got
what people care about.
We got a comment on that last column. It said, "Keep up the good work, Bradley. Our kids need you." Now, I hope they're saying that from the context of.
We're in this to help
exactly,
you.
Exactly. Yeah. Our kids, like all of ours together. I also did get this comment. I thought it was a really good one. And again, thank you all for all of your comments. Gail Betker said, liked and shared. But if I may say, Bradley, I understand your love for the youth, but take some time for you and your family. Godspeed for you all.
Well, that's cool.
Maybe she's planning on sending tickets for, a cruise line or something like that.
Well,
that
would be great, but it's not going to be a football game or a hockey
game.
I do appreciate that,
yeah.
And I'm glad to see that people are sensitive of that. But the fact of the matter is we don't have time for that right now. We've heard said that, you know, it's God first and then family second and then my ministry third. Right. No, it's all in one. You don't separate them, friends. It's God in ministry with my family, and they're a partaker of the gospel of Jesus Christ in what we do all the time. You don't get one without the other.
Sure.
You've heard that from the modern church, friends.
Because just like, you know, Jesus went around telling everybody how much he loved them, not in the Bible. God first, family second, ministry third. It's
sure.
not in the Bible either.
No.
It's all together. I mean, Peter went with his wife.
No, Jesus
right?
said just the exact opposite.
Yep.
Unless you forsake them.
That's right.
Yes. But my children get to emulate Daddy as
Amen.
Daddy emulates Christ, 1 Corinthians 11:1.
Amen.
Yeah.
This guy is totally correct, said Karen Bracken. We need to reach out to our young because the progressives are doing it. They know the youth of the future, and they must mold them to fit the future they want, not the future God wants for our children. Good thing to identify, folks. It's identified in the article. But the even better thing is exactly what Bradley said on his column. God is willing to give you what you are willing to fight for.
That's right.
And we'll get the benefit of that.
That's right. I also wanted to give a shout-out to KBSR AM 1490, Laurel, Montana, who picked us up, KHDN AM 1230, Hardin, Montana, 102.3 FM, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma, KYAH 540 AM, Delta, Vermont. Oh, it's you. I'm sorry. That's okay. My little boy would have picked a V. That's your bad, Carrie. Look at her. I think
is
it just
smiling?
Rained on her parade.
Was she smiling?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay.
But
make sure.
But her smile's upside down, Jake. We just got to turn
her
around.
Head?
Yeah, we'll take her feet and put them up in the air, then she'll be smiling.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
So aside of that, friends, what we're going to be talking about is the very fact that why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? See, because you still have the freedom to do the right thing.
Right.
And the great question I have for the American people is, well, if things were going the way that they should go, what would you be doing? 1-877-807-9977. 1-877-807-9977. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty. We'll come right back after this break. And we're going to talk about the fact that you never lost the right. But the real question is, do you know your rights? Be right back after this break.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of Liberty. And with a tax-deductible gift of $50 or more, we'll send you a special Sons of Liberty message on DVD. Call 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Start listening to Sons of Liberty and connecting with other listeners. Also, Sons of Liberty helped me with the direction to find, understand the truth, and be the best patriot I can be. The Bill of Rights, the Constitution, and the Bible are armor our Creator intended all mankind to have. Thank you guys for magnifying our patriot's duty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we the people can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on health care and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
It's an MRE smorgasbord at longlifefood.com. In 1983, Long Life Food Depot was one of the first to sell MRE pouches to the public, and we're still selling them almost 30 years later. Today, Long Life Food Depot has the world's most complete MRE online buffet, because MREs are all we do. Tasty varieties of chicken, beef, salmon, and pasta entrees, plus sandwiches and our easy-to-use pouches. Full moisture, long shelf life, and ready to eat hot or cold. We sell by the pouch or case, so the choices are endless, and so are the graduated quantity discounts. The more you buy, the more you save. Call 800-601-2833 or go to longlifefood.com to join our email list for upcoming announcements like the Rollaway Food Pod. Plus, enjoy fast and free shipping. Just call 800-601-2833 or visit longlifefood.com. Emergency preparedness, emergency relief. Longlifefood.com since 1983, sending real food to your real future.
Back to the Sons of Liberty. Got Bradley and Jake. If a nation values anything more than freedom, it will lose its freedom. And the irony of it is that if it's comfort or money that it values more, it will lose that too. They're copying our forefathers is what they're doing in that.
It all goes back down.
It does.
It all goes back down. Yeah. Hey, I forgot to thank the Forsyth Independent Press, who is actually now publishing Bradley's columns. Rosebud County. So if any of you are in Rosebud County in Montana there, Forsyth is the
lots
city.
Lots of folks in Montana.
Yes, sir. Good things come from Montana.
We appreciate that.
All of you, get in touch with that paper and tell them how glad you are that they're posting the columns, because I'll tell you what, it's truth, it's relevant, and it's going in your papers, which is, we need a little bit more truth and relevance in our papers these days.
You think so?
I believe so.
Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory, said Tim, my friend, over at Freedom Outpost.
Yes.
He actually renamed my article, and I thought that was great.
Yeah.
That was great, but he derived that from my statement.
Yes, he did.
See how that works?
Yes, we
build. Can't do it without each other, can
build
we?
With each other.
Folks, Martin Luther, the great reformer, said, where the battle rages, there the loyalty of the soldier is proved. And to be steady on all the battlefields besides is mere flight and disgrace if he flinches at that point. This morning, I did a radio interview concerning our recent First Amendment victory at Boca Raton, Florida. If you'd like to see that, you can go to Sons of Liberty Radio and check out the videos. And the show host was mentioning that the Christian religion is under incessant attack in public schools. He complained that soon we wouldn't have, he said, the right to say certain things in public schools. And then he says, does that sound like the America you know? To his listeners. I then said to him, sir, you never lost the right. Students have the right to pray on a public school campus. You never lost the right, America. Students have the right to read their Bible on a public school campus. You never lost the right, America. Students have the right to form religious clubs on campus. You never lost the right, America. Students have the right to hand out tracts, flyers, or other religious materials on campus. You never lost the right, America. Students have the right to do research papers, speeches, etc. with religious themes. I did an interview last night in Oregon. The show host kept telling me about how her children are in public schools. And one of the teachers rolls up on her child, 9 years old, and said, you can't do research papers on the Bible. I had to spend an hour on her radio program convincing her what the Bill of Rights have to say about them lies that are being perpetuated upon the American people. That is not true in any sense of the word. It's just simply not true. And the great question that I have to ask to the American people is, have you taken the time to read your rights? Now, I'm on conservative outlets here, friends. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion, the Christian religion, friends, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press or of the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a readdress of grievances. I said to the show host, both of them, you've never lost the right. What are you talking about? Why are you spreading these lies to your listeners? Students have the right to discuss religious issues, although other students may overhear them. And despite the fact that we have rights, it amazes me how much time people will spend proclaiming defeat and giving power over to corruption when they still have the freedom to do the right things, especially when the law is on your side to get the job done to ensure your freedoms. If the American people would simply spend their time bringing about resolve by upholding the law, advocating judgment, and thereby establishing righteousness and peace, we would have a different country in a week. It's that simple. For example, the American people have been led to believe that the anti-American groups such as the ACLU, communist organizations, have a right to violate our founding documents. They do not. Just like this administration does not have the right to break the law. Just like the Supreme Court does not have the right to break the law. Just like politicians do not have the right to break the law. You see how rights work? They work for us, friends. And when they're committing crimes, the law works against them, not for them. God is willing to give you what you're willing to fight for. Read Hebrews 11. If I were to ask the professed church in America for permission to reach out to our posterity, they would say that Bradley, you just can't cross lines between church and state. And let me tell you something, friends. I know this from experience. Because in their ignorance and apathy, they think their assumptions are correct, not knowing that they are falling in line with the ideology of communism, whose founder, Roger Baldwin, the ACLU, namely, communism is the goal, he said. Roger Baldwin is the founder of the ACLU. So, friends, this may explain the communist infiltration into the public schools, you think? You think? This may also explain why the ACLU will defend Muslims while attacking Christians. In the 78th percentile of professed Christians in this country, do you think that the Muslims have a right to overthrow the Constitution of the United States? Because they don't. Isn't it interesting that they're trying to implement Islam into public schools under the noses of the American people, because the American people that are complaining about what's going on in public schools are 86% of those that claim to be Christians and patriots and conservatives. Well, the federal government violates Article 10 of the Bill of Rights. They already know that you're not paying attention to your kids in public schools. That's why they're trying to infiltrate the public schools with Islam and Sharia law, only to undo the Constitution of the United States. Are you not paying attention? It's not hard, friends. It's really easy. Now, the professed church and the patriots and the Christians and the conservatives would be right if they were living in the communist Soviet Union, where Article 52 of their constitution states the church in the USSR is separated from the state and the school from the church. Yes, I said in Article 52 of the Soviet constitution, not the American constitution. If that was the case, we wouldn't have just had our second victory this year in Boca Raton, Florida. Everybody's capitulating. From who? From what? See, this government relies upon your ignorance, America. They love it. They feed off it. They breed off it. Case in point, President Thomas Jefferson, who coined the phrase separation of church and state, was also president of the school board in Washington, D.C. Jefferson preferred the Bible and Watts hymnals above all other books for school children. Yes, school children. Jefferson's true meaning of separation of church and state was to bar the government from what they are attempting to do today. Victory belongs to those that are willing to fight for them. But America's proclaiming defeat when they have the right to victory. Why? There's no excuse. Again, if I were to ask the professed church of today for the blessing to get the job done 17 years ago, friends, I'd still be sitting in one of their dead churches having not done one high school assembly. I want you to listen to what President Harry Truman rightly stated, love him or hate him, but he was right. I wonder how far Moses would have gone if he had taken a poll in Egypt. Amen. What would Jesus Christ have preached if he had taken a poll in Israel? Amen. Where would the Reformation have gone if Martin Luther would have taken a poll? Amen. It isn't polls or public opinion of the moment that counts. It is the right and the wrong in leadership, men with fortitude, honesty, and a belief in the right that makes epochs in the history of the world. Friends, if you love your posterity, then fight for them. You have the law on your side, and the victory is sure to those that have the courage to see things through. Dietrich Bonhoeffer was right when he said the ultimate test of a moral society is the kind of world that it leaves to its children. Again, I go back to a couple weeks, Jake, and saying that, isn't it interesting that Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report because God commanded the children of Israel to go forward. And Joshua and Caleb came back with a good report, and the people wanted to stone them for bringing the good report. Folks, it can be done. That is leadership. It's deeds, not words. It's results, not complaints. You got Bradley and Jake, Sons of Liberty Radio.com, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Folks, we're talking about why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory. The law's on your side, America. 1-877-807-9977, Sons of Liberty Radio.com. Be right back.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets. But fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use. You just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $34.95. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to FakeTV.com. That's 877-532-5388 or FakeTV.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster with MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Welcome back to the Sons of Liberty. My friend Tim Brown from Freedom Outpost renamed my article, and he said, "Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory?" He's exactly right. I love it. I had it named, "You've never lost the right." That's just true. True that.
When somebody brings that, you know, you propose it to somebody, I can just see them like,
Totally. Let's turn this off. We might have to actually do something here.
What does a guy say? Why declare defeat when you have the right to victory?
Yeah.
I mean, I have the right. It's like the children of Israel come into the promised land. The spies all went out. They said, yes, it's a great land. This is beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's obvious why God wants to give it to us.
Amen.
But I don't think we can handle it. There's giants in the land. We'll probably be killed if we go into it. And then Caleb and Joshua, because the momentum starts to slide down, they're like, no, hold on a second. We're well able to overcome them. Remember, God promised us this land? And then the knives come out and they turn at Joshua and Caleb and say, what did you say? You said something contrary to what we're saying right now?
That's right.
I'm saying what God's saying.
You're exposing leadership for their lack thereof, and that's why the professed church don't like guys like us.
That's right.
Because when you begin to get the victory, mm-hmm. it shows them for what they're leaving undone.
Yep.
Yeah.
Oh, just a zealous.
That's why you're hearing pastors and professed, well, hirelings is what they are.
Yes, they are.
They're actually out there talking about how they can't talk about certain topics and issues, yet God commands them to do that. It shows you that they're disobedient to the commandments of God, but they're subject to the commandments of men. And therein lies the problem right there. That's why you have 10,000 commandments, because you won't listen to God's 10. And I'm talking about the hirelings. Friends.
The Bible says the full counsel of God, you're to proclaim it. I mean, God's New Testament and Old Testament literally gives the directives of the church to civil government.
Of course.
So then when the church comes back and says, well, you know, we've got to stay out of that, they're heretics.
Of course.
The true meaning of heretics.
You know what I feel like singing right now? A horse is a horse, of course, of course, and no one can talk to a horse, of course, that is, unless the horse, of course, the famous Mr. Brad.
Of course.
Okay, now, you know what? I also wanted to kind of share with the people. Yesterday we did a whole show on this, what matters to people. And sometimes people listen to me and it's like, man, Bradley, why are you so passionate? Why are you so on fire?
Getting a little intense.
I'm trying to figure out, well, first of all, the Bible says that we're called to be ministers of the flames of fire. We're baptized in fire, right, by the Holy Ghost. And I'm trying to figure out, if we're born in the fire, then why is it that the American people settle for the smoke? It's almost as if to say, people say, by the time the average Christian gets his temperature up to normal, everybody thinks that I have a fever. I mean, just think about that. By the time the average Christian gets his temperature up to normal, everybody thinks that, you know what, I have a fever. No, listen to what...
Tylenol.
Yes, Bradley, you need to mellow out.
No, it's normal. That's the normal. That's
no,
the normal.
You know what I call it? I call it saving face. Because when I think of the American heroes like George Washington, John Adams, Samuel Adams, Patrick Henry, by the way, which are the Sons of Liberty, good portion of them, and our veterans, or how about the heroes of the faith? Abraham, Moses, David, Joshua, I love that. And Jesus Christ, the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. I stopped to think of their awful sacrifice, which they laid on the altar of freedom for me, for each one of us to walk in. Our founders said, we mutually pledged to each other our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honors. So they laid everything out.
They did.
As a sacrifice for the freedoms that we have.
That's sacred honor. What is that? That's reputation. They had no face to save. At that particular time, let's just hypothetically say.
The only thing they had to look forward to is the gallows.
That's right. The gallows and pleasing God.
Yes.
Because isn't that why the martyrs went to the gallows? Because they said it's better to please God than men. And at this particular time, if our founders would have lost... Guess what? Their wealth. These were rich people. Yeah. I'm sick of all this crap. Well, you know, I got all this money saved up here. I just don't know what Obama's going to do. Therefore, I can't put it back into this generation.
What Obama's going to
exactly.
do? He doesn't have the right to do it.
Pray. Yes. And the reason he is taking the right to do it is because of that very mentality that you're saying right there in the first place.
Yeah.
The founders would have lost their wealth. Most of them were very wealthy. Secondly, they would have lost, well, we just talked about the fortune. But they would have lost their sacred honor. What does that mean? They would have been banished. They would have lost their place in society because they would have been public enemy number one had they lost. They were willing to risk all of that. Why? There's only one reason why somebody would do that. Because the Spirit of Christ is at operation in their life and they love their neighbor as themselves. That's
Amen.
The only reason.
Amen.
Because if they loved their neighbor just a little bit less than themselves, then they wouldn't have risked any of it.
Yeah.
They took the Bible literally, and the only way you can take the Bible literally is when you have a living faith in Christ, and when Christ is in operation.
I got a question for you. It might take you off course a little bit, but you ever think within yourself, why is it that the American people are complaining about leadership when God called them to be the leaders?
Yeah.
Because what I see in this country is many leaders in the Christian, patriotic, and conservative rings do nothing but talk in circles. Like a group of dogs chasing their tails. They say much and do nothing. They are capitulating diplomats. And by the way, diplomacy, friends, is what is destroying this country. You might call it political correctness. Diplomacy is seduction in another guise. Say one thing, but do the other. The more I become acquainted with America's supposed leaders over the last 40 years... the more I'm disheartened, I then understand why we are in trouble as a nation. And in the meantime, the younger generations, again, of which I'm a part, have been subjected to everything and protected from nothing. But the talk goes on. See, our veterans fight, bleed, and die in foreign lands to uphold the Constitution. And back here at home, the American people are debating away what the veterans are sacrificing for. Instead of standing up and fighting for our God-given liberties, they sit down and talk. So what does this lack of leadership come to? I can tell you. Saving face while relinquishing our American sovereignty under a foreign power.
That's what's happening.
That's exactly what's happening. Now, folks, can you imagine George Washington saying, you know what, guys, I know there's a serious price to be paid through the Revolutionary War, but our future posterity isn't really worth it. Let's set up another panel to discuss this. Or can you imagine Moses taking a poll before leading the children of Israel out of Egypt, as I expressed earlier? Or again, how about Jesus saying before going to the cross to die for the sins of the world, he says, it's not at all expedient for my ministry to bear this shame in order to redeem mankind. Now, as facetious as this might sound, this is exactly why America is in such a sad position. Folks, the leaders that you depend upon have become politically correct. And I'll tell you why they become politically correct is because they want to hold on to their sponsorships and their positions. They don't want to mar their reputation. They say it's too radical to stand up in the face of tyranny or to tell God's truth because they might be called haters by a bunch of criminals.
Imagine that.
Totally.
I mean, I'm called a hater by a criminal.
They lose face and their country... well, they try to save face, They are unchristian, un-American, unpatriotic hypocrites, and they need to understand that real love is demonstrated, not spoken of, 1 John 3:18. So, in conclusion, listen to what the second president of the United States, John Adams, stated when leaving his post to the American people. That would be us, 235 years later. He said, "Posterity, you will never know how much it cost the present generation to preserve your freedom. I hope you will make good use of it, because if you do not, I shall repent in heaven that I ever took half the pains to preserve it."
Boy, I'm just thinking of that as a father saying that to a son, because I grew up with a father. When he would say words to me, it wasn't an issue of, I always wanted to please him. I mean, that's what a son wants to do. And a son wants to do that in the kingdom of heaven. And you can always tell those that really do love their father, because we're talking about love here, and lack thereof. Those that lack the love will not demonstrate the works. They won't stand. They can't. They're cowards. Why are they cowards? Because they don't love. But then when you look at the man who does love his father, who is willing to, he will be willing to go into society, into culture, and to tell others about his father, if there really is a living faith. You know, just this past weekend, we were at a conference, and Bradley shared with it, and I'm sharing this with you as our Saturday listening crowd. We've talked about it throughout the week. But there's a video of Bradley talking about reaching into the next generation, into posterity. And we got a couple comments like this, and this was good, because I think a lot of the older generation, there is some out there that really do seek that leadership, because they realize what's going on is failing. They're not trying to magnify it. They just really don't know what
right.
to do.
Right. Yep.
And so then when they see the light, then they go towards it. And this is the reaction. Vicky said, "I am, in a way, left speechless. That was just awesome." And again, this is on Sons of Liberty Radio on Facebook. You can watch the speech. "That was just awesome, Bradley. I am sharing this on my Facebook for sure." Kellyanne St. Clair said, "Bradley, this was the most powerful thing I've heard in a long time. And you're so right on. Thank you for speaking about children without fathers. I was a single mom, not by choice." These are some of those people we're talking about. "For many years, it was hard." And then she says, "Bah, it was worse than hard. But God is a father to the fatherless, and I counted on that fact every day." Joshua Charles, he was a number one New York Times bestselling author, said, "Everything this guy is saying is right on." Michael Medved was sitting there.
Yeah, he's the guy that stood up.
That's right.
Yeah,
he stood up. He asked a question.
Yeah.
Michael Medved was sitting there. So was Kevin Sorbo. You can see all these, but this is what I'm getting at, is that in that leadership, you can see a demonstration of love, and God promotes that. And folks, just like you said before, Bradley, you're not looking to be a leader.
Jake.
I'm not looking to be a leader. People, you can be a leader.
Let's share with the people what you just told me yesterday, because
right.
I thought that was just spot on, dude.
The
humorous,
gal,
too, yeah. And I appreciate it. Yeah, go ahead.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
When we first came to this conference, most of the folks were dressed as, quote, good conservatives dress, you know,
nerds.
Suits and ties.
Yeah.
That's right, nerds.
Yeah, my little boy asked me, said,
"That's
Dad,
what it's called.
How are you dressed up?"
Nerds.
I said, "I'm dressed up like one of the nerds today." Yes.
So we got there, we introduced ourselves, and this big panel was probably, what, 200-300 people. And this gal says, "Well, when I saw Bradley come in, I saw him, he had long hair and tattoos and a jumpsuit. I thought, who in the world let this man in? But then I saw him speak." And that speech, again, is on Facebook, Sons of Liberty Radio. "And I had tears in my eyes. I had to dab the tears the whole time. I was crying. It was powerful. And I want y'all to come to North Carolina and speak to us out here."
I want to show you the hypocrisy, the double standard again. Just from that, I heard what you said, and I really do appreciate that. I remember we were sitting at this meeting, and a guy looked at me, and I told him what we do, and he kind of looked down on me.
Yeah.
And I said to him, "So is music influential?" And all of a sudden, he started going, "Dun, dun, 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 dun." He started kicking off a riff.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, "Well, if what we're doing doesn't really matter, then why is it that you still remember the guitar riff from 1965, dude?
Yep. Even with a suit and tie.
With, by the way, that guitar player that you were just emulating, copying, why does that dude have long hair and tattoos?
What?
Isn't it interesting as they get in their cars, they put in the CDs, and their favorite musicians have long hair and tattoos, but you can't come to any of our meetings.
Mm.
I think there's a whole lot of hypocrisy there, is really what it comes down to. Be right back after this break.
Light.
Folks, talking about the fact that you've never lost the right.
Hello, this is Bradley Dean, show host of the Sons of Liberty Radio. And for the last 15 years, we have been fighting to protect our liberties. And we would ask that as you are moved by this message, that you would keep in mind that this ministry can only continue with people such as yourselves. One of our friends and partners, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources, would like to make you a special offer to encourage you to partner with us, the Sons of Liberty.
This work cannot continue without your support, which is why I'm willing to offer a constitutional silver dollar coin to every person who donates $100 or more by calling 866-233-0747. The Sons of Liberty Radio.com has impacted culture and made a difference in thousands of lives. Make your donation of $100 or more and receive your own silver dollar coin. Our monetary system is in trouble, and gold is a great way to diversify your investments. Call 866-233-0747. Make a $100 contribution to receive a silver dollar coin. It's 866-233-0747.
March into big spring preparedness savings this month at BePrepared.com. Going on now. Emergency essentials and BePrepared.com save you 28% off your favorite beef and chicken combo entrees. Save 24% on number 10 cans of freeze-dried raspberries. Or save 26% on our freeze-dried strawberry slices with purchase of 12 or more. Katadyn Pocket Micro Water Filters are 27% off. Try our fruit-flavored Hydro-Pack Combo Water Filtering Pouches in March. Buy 5 10-packs for a 50% discount. Stock up on wheat with a year's supply of grains for $70 off only at BePrepared.com. And this month, power up with a Goal Zero Sherpa 50 solar powered recharging kit at $110 off MSRP, and we'll throw in a free $50 emergency essentials gift card. The March sale ends March 31st at BePrepared.com. For contents and details, call Emergency Essentials at 800-999-1863 or click BePrepared.com. The choice is clear: be unprepared or BePrepared.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? Folks, standing on the rock in which the gates of hell shall not prevail, is that extreme to you? Standing upon the two foundations, religion and morality, is that too extreme for you? Because if it is, I got a question for you. How did we establish the freedoms that we have if that was the case? Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, just throw away the measures of what it took and try to keep the prosperity that it created. Well, then you won't maintain it.
You want the freedom, but you don't want to fight for the freedom.
Right.
Extremism in the defense of liberty is no vice. A moderation in the pursuit of justice is no virtue. Let me say it this way. Many people want to dance around the freedoms that they've been given, but they don't want to pay attention to the price paid. They don't want to be a partaker of paying the price to sustain the liberties that we have. They don't want the crown. They don't want the cross. I'm sorry, but they want the crown. And that's what it comes down to. Scripture tells us, this I charge unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare. That's Scripture. The Bible says right after that in verse 19, 1 Timothy 2:19, it says, holding faith. So you have to hold faith. And a good conscience. Conscience means with knowledge, which some having put away concerning faith have made shipwreck. Of course. Of course. Folks, MLK rightly said this, and I think it's important enough to bring it forth on the radio so you can actually hear the core of those that were willing to lead to establish. MLK said, Was not Jesus an extremist for love? Love your enemies, bless them that curse you, do good to them that hate you, and pray for them which despitefully use you and persecute you? Martin Luther King Jr. goes on and says, was not Amos an extremist for justice? Let justice roll down like waters and righteousness like an ever-flowing stream? Was not Paul an extremist for the Christian gospel? I bear in my body the marks of the Lord Jesus Christ. Was not Martin Luther, the reformer, an extremist? Here I stand, I cannot do otherwise, so help me God. What of John Bunyan, the author of Pilgrim's Progress? I will stay in jail to the end of my days before I make a butchery of my conscience. This is so foreign to the American people, but it's not to our military. I will stay in jail to the end of my days before I make a butchery of my conscience, said John Bunyan. What of Abraham Lincoln? This nation cannot survive half slave and half free. Folks, Abraham Lincoln, for those that didn't know, was a serious tyrant up until the end of his days. It's a different topic. People always say, well, did you know Abraham Lincoln did this? Yeah. I just wanted to clarify right off the bat. What of Thomas Jefferson, MLK rightly stated? He said, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, under law, given by God. So the question is not whether we will be extremists, but what kind of extremist will we be? Will we be extremists for hate or for love? Will we be extremists for the preservation of injustice or for the extension of justice? Martin Luther King goes on. In that dramatic scene on Calvary's Hill, three men were crucified. We must never forget that all three were crucified for the same crime, the crime of extremism. Two were extremists for immorality and thus below their environments. The other, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God, without spot and without blemish, was an extremist for love, truth, and goodness, and thereby rose above his environment. Perhaps the South, speaking of the South back then, during the Civil Rights Days movement, the nation and the world are in dire need of creative extremists. Of course. Of course.
Well said. You can't say that unless you yourself are taking up your cross. I mean, for him to even come up with that analogy of Christ, three extremists on the cross, two sinking below the value of life and what God had given to them, and Christ rising above it. That is exactly right. It requires, and I remember in that, it's a letter to the Birmingham jail, from a Birmingham jail.
Yep.
He's writing it to most of the white churches that would not participate in the march and would actually criticize him because they said, he's a troublemaker bringing trouble down here.
On Easter.
That's right.
On Easter, friends.
So he says,
significance, please.
He said, well, basically, it's a holiday. I mean, who wants to go out and, you know, on Easter and march and get thrown into jail? It's undignified.
Yeah, but what does Easter signify, Jake? It doesn't signify a little bunny,
right,
which has nothing to do with Christ crucified, and a little egg.
Yeah.
Bunnies don't have eggs, friends. It's a cult, is what it is.
Yeah.
But it signifies the resurrection of Jesus Christ.
And first, it's a crucifixion, which is why you have a Good Friday. But when he wrote that at first, he said, you know, at first, I was kind of agitated. It didn't set right with me that I was called an extremist. He didn't like it. But then he said, as I go on and I study extremists, I had to embrace the fact that, yes, I am an extremist. And at the end, he said, it's not an issue of whether I will be or what I won't be. It's an issue of what I will be an extremist for. And
right.
He goes on to finish off the analogy. It's exactly right. I love that. Think about Washington right now. Washington comes in the delegation. He's one of the delegates to the convention. And they're talking about how terrible the tyranny of the king, King George, and all of the different grievances that the colonists have against them, and how they're attacking Boston right now and killing people.
Yeah.
And George Washington, rather than just cast his vote to say, yeah, we need to do something about it, he puts on his army uniform. He walks out of the convention and goes and leads up an army that was under-equipped. They had the loyalty, they had the dedication, the discipline, but under-equipped and underfunded, and he headed that up. His vote wasn't, yes, send them. His vote was, I will go take my duty and do that. I mean, that's just a...
Can I just interject to the times? What we're seeing is extremists for injustice.
Other side, the other way.
Yeah.
Completely. Sinking below their environment.
That's exactly right. And taking everybody with them.
And because of what men died for, and because, like you said before, they risked their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor for... These extremists, we don't have to stand up against them with arms and take their lives. They're allowed to be there.
That's right. That's the problem right
because
there.
Because blood put us in this situation where we don't need to kill anybody. We just remove them, and then there's a justice system. Let the rule of law work.
That's right.
They'll be penalized for their crimes.
Well, people are looking for those people in government to actually bring forth
that's
a judgment to these criminals. And sooner or later, it's going to come to a show of force, and the people are going to have to respond. And I don't know why the American people are waiting so long to actually bring forth resolve.
Then the bloodshed lies on their clock because they've allowed it to come this far. It's like the olive branch that King George spit back in the founder's face.
Yeah. But what people do, let me just be candid, what people do is they see the boat sinking and they see this administration taking the water from outside of the boat and dumping the water inside of the boat that's already sinking, and they act as if it's not going to have anything to do with their personal lives, when in fact it's going to have everything to do with your personal lives. Government today, friends, is now saying that there's nothing to worry about. That should scare the H.E. double hockey sticks out of everybody.
Night.
That's right.
Nothing to worry about.
And who's saying this?
Mm-hmm.
The criminals that are in government.
Right.
Yeah, the Bob Mendez that's having sex with younger girls and probably a pedophile himself and such. But it's interesting. They're now telling you, just go back to sleep. Everything's okay.
We got
these are the people that kill babies.
That's right. That's right.
These are the people that, I mean, we can just go right down, that are advocating two men getting married and two women getting married. These are the people that are advocating the NEA, attacking your children. It goes on and on. But friends, again, the point is this. Why proclaim defeat when you have the right to victory? Because, friends, you still have the right. You still have the victory because the law is on your side. But you have to fight the good fight of faith. It's that simple.
And the conclusion of the matter is you have that right. Why? I mean, at every time you speak at different functions and stuff, the thing that you bring it down to is the price. This is why you have the right. It's not like this right just happened, folks. You know, it's one thing for a guy to say, hey, I have an opportunity for you, and you reject it. It's another thing for a man to say, look, somebody had to bleed, suffer, and die so I could present this opportunity to you. In America, that's what we have. Too many times now, we present the opportunity of freedom like it just is here, and it's your opportunity. Take it or leave it. It's blood bought.
Yeah.
And when it's blood bought, it's not only a disrespect not to uphold it, it's a disrespect not to take it. And then it's a disrespect not to keep it upheld in your nation, back to the blood. So it becomes sin. It doesn't become, well, I don't have enough time, I have options here. It's not an option. How in the world is it an option? It's not going to be an option to your children in another generation when their liberties are eroded, not because you didn't fight so hard to give it to them. They've already been given. It's because you didn't fight so hard to maintain them.
It shows a lack of gratitude is what it comes down to. Now, guys, when we come back, what we're going to do is we're going to roll over into second hour. And if you want to jump on the line with us, that phone number is 1-877-807-9977. If you'd like to go ahead and highlight anything that's been talked about, that would be great. 1-877-807-9977. I'm going to come back into the second hour, and I'm going to show you what's going on across the country on the behalf of those that are fighting for the freedoms. And I want to show you victory after victory after victory after victory to show you how it works. And it didn't come without pain and affliction and trials and tribulations. It didn't come out with a battle. It didn't come out with being demonized or vilified. It didn't come out any other way but through a fight. And guess what? They won the
day.
Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
Hey there. My name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun. But the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. But I have to tell you, it could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.